Vijay Kumar Bhatia, the University of Technology, Sydney, the Institute for Nanoscale Technology, started 2009. Gold, copper, aluminium, shape memory alloy thin films for use in optomechanical nanoactuators. My entire thesis can be broken down into three simple ideas that when joined together actually create something unique enough to spend 3 years of my life on. The first is shape memory alloys. These are a special group of metals that have the ability to return to a predefined shape after being deformed. All that is required is for it to be heated up above its transformation temperature. Simply put, imagine a straight rod being bent, and then as you heat it, it instantly goes back to being straight. The second important part is to understand what an actuator is. This is a device that converts energy into movement. In the case of a shape memory alloy, this is achieved by training the material so that as it is heated and cooled, it can alternate between, say, a bent rod and a straight rod, without any external force apart from that temperature change. The third important factor, and probably the most important, is nanotechnology. By shrinking these actuators down to the nanoscale, we can apply this technology to a large range of optical applications due to the unique way that nanoparticles interact with light, as they are actually smaller than the wavelengths of visible light. From my PhD, we have been able to show that it is possible to produce a gold-based shape memory alloy film as thin as 50 nanometers. That's about 2,000 times smaller than a human hair. We have also shown through computer simulations that if we were to produce an array of these nanoactuators out of this film, they would have some interesting properties, one of which is the ability to reflect a large proportion of infrared light when the actuator is straight. This is important as infrared light allows a lot of heat through the windows in your house. Alternatively, if these actuators bend, most of this heat-producing light is allowed through. So imagine when it's hot outside, these actuators could reflect the heat, but when it's cold, the actuator could bend and allow the infrared light through, without affecting the color of the windows. I'd like to thank my supervisors, Professor Michael Cordy, Dr. Annette Dowd, and Dr. Gordon Thorogood as collaborators, and would also like to thank the Australian Institute of Nuclear Science and Engineering for funding part of this project.